KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy, and we have 48 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms this evening may be severe, with the possibility of some damaging winds, large hail, and an isolated tornado. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. Cass County Sheriff's Office said Friday that a Griswold man had been arrested Thursday following an investigation into a single vehicle accident. Deputies responded at around 3:20 p.m. to the scene off Lewis Road near Cold Springs State Park, where a 2006 Chevy Silverado had rolled into the west ditch. The owner and driver of the vehicle, 36-year-old John Schroeder of Griswold, was not hurt. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $10,000. Upon further investigation, Schroeder was arrested for felony, OWI third, or subsequent offense. He is scheduled to be seen before a judge at a future date. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests Friday afternoon following a traffic stop. Deputies initially responded to a call of a domestic altercation just after 1:30 p.m., and that led to a traffic stop at O Avenue and 190th Street. The Sheriff's Office arrested the driver, 34-year-old Linda Sue Sitzman of Corning, on a valid Adams County warrant for contempt of court. She was turned over to Adams County authorities. A passenger of the vehicle, 38-year-old Robert Dean Sorrell of Corning, was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were assisted by Red Oak Police. Police in Shenandoah report two men were arrested on separate charges Friday. 40-year-old Lorenzo Lawson was taken into custody at around 1:30 p.m. following a domestic disturbance. Lawson was charged with domestic assault by strangulation causing bodily injury, child endangerment, and second-degree criminal mischief. He was being held without bond in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. And 42-year-old Larry Lee Hart was arrested twice Friday. At around 1:15 a.m., Hart was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia, consumption, or intoxication in public places, and indecent exposure. His arrest followed a report about a man causing a disturbance. Well, Hart was released from the Page County Jail for posting a $1,600 bond, but he was arrested less than 12 hours later at around 12:30 p.m. Friday at the Shenandoah Medical Center, where he was charged with false reporting to public entities, indecent exposure, and interference with official acts. His bond at the Page County Jail was set at $3,000. The Pottawatomie County Public Health Department on Friday reported 18 more positive cases of COVID-19. 16 of the new cases are residents of Council Bluffs. One is from Carter Lake and one is from Oakland. One of the cases is a person between the ages of 0 and 18. Six persons are between the ages of 18 and 40, five are 41 to 60 years of age, and six are 80 years of age or older. Those persons were tested between May 9th and 14th. As of this latest report, 1,919 Pottawatomie County residents have been tested for COVID-19, and a total of 149 individuals have tested positive. One is currently hospitalized, officials say. 90 are self-isolating, 55 have recovered. One moved out of state, and there have been two deaths. The vast majority of the positive cases, according to health officials, have not required hospitalization, and they have been able to fully recover at home. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation on Friday said the Interstate 80 westbound express lanes are expected to be closed for 5 days, beginning Monday, May the 18th at 8 a.m., weather permitting. All traffic will use northbound I-29 westbound and I-80 during the local closure. That's in the Council Bluffs area. The Iowa DOT expects to reopen the I-80 westbound express by noon on Friday, May 22nd. They remind motorists in the meantime to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. And as in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear their seat belts. Well, the Audubon School Board will hold a session via Zoom conferencing 7 p.m. Monday from their boardroom at the high school in Audubon. Members of the public may attend the meeting in person, but seating will be limited to 10 participants, with preference going to board members and others who are necessary to conduct the meeting. Members of the public are encouraged to request the Zoom link by email from Superintendent Eric Traeger at etraeger, T-R-A-G-E-R, at audubon.k12.ia.us. The link will then be sent to you Monday morning. On their tentative agenda for Monday evening's meeting, the Audubon School Board is expected to take action on approval of SU breakdown insurance for FY21, milk bids and student fees, the audit report, list of graduates, and the sale of a house in Washington State. The board will also act on approving bonding regulations and board policy to include post-issuance compliance for bond sale and a bond disclosure regulation. Additional action covers approval of a resolution authorizing an official statement for the bond sale, setting the date and time for a June special meetings with regard to the approval of the bond sale on June 2nd, and approval of year-end bills June 30th, and approval of concrete replacement by the south doors. With regard to personnel matters, the Audubon School Board Monday will act on a social studies at-risk teacher position and Spanish teacher position. In other business, Superintendent Traeger will discuss Return to Learn, the CARES Act Fund, as part of the financial report, a transportation report, and an update on Project 1 building specs. The board may then move into a closed session per Iowa code with regard to a personnel matter. In our funeral announcements, Bob Hazard, age 71, of Atlantic, died May the 8th at his home. Graveside services for Bob Hazard will be today at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Oneida, with 6-foot social distancing observed. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Russell Steffens, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday. A graveside service for Russell Steffens will be today at 11 a.m. at the South Lawn Memory Garden in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Janet Williams, age 85, of Audubon, died May 10th at her home. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Janet Williams will be today at 1 o'clock in the Maple Grove Cemetery at Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alvin Sheeter, age 73, of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for Alvin Sheeter will be Monday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. 6-foot social distancing will be observed at the graveside service. David Bissell, Jr., age 61, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life graveside services for David Bissell, Jr. will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery in Messina. CDC guidelines for COVID-19 social distancing will be practiced. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Jeremy Trischel, age 39, of Menlo, died May the 8th in Adair County. Graveside services for Jeremy Trischel will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Corning, with social distancing rule following and a mask or face covering recommended. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning has the arrangements. Robert Mullen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Mullen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Philip Flip Seddon, age 71, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Flip Seddon will be next Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilbert Hoyk, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A graveside service for Wilbert Hoyk will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery with a lunch to follow. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.